CBS World News Headquarters in New York. Continuing Columbia's VE Day programs, we present now the second in a series of broadcasts in which we're to hear from the men who led our armies to victory in Europe. We take you now to Supreme Allied Headquarters in Paris.
This is the European Theater of Operations. You're about to hear personal messages from the commanding generals of the Allied armies which have fought their way to final victory on the Western Front. First, General George S. Patton, who commanded the 2nd Armored Corps in Africa and the 7th Army in Sicily before assuming the leadership of the United States 3rd Army in its historic advances across France and Germany. General Patton.
Now that victory in Europe has been achieved, let us review the 3rd Army's part in this epic struggle. From Avalanche to Brest, thence across France, Germany, and into Austria, the 3rd Army and its equally victorious comrades of the 19th Tactical Air Command have fought their way. The Seine, the Loire, the Moselle, the Saar, the Rhine, and the Danube, not to mention 20 other lesser rivers, have been successfully stormed. The Siegfried Line has been penetrated at will. Metz, Trier, Koblenz, and Frankfurt, and countless other cities and towns have been cleared of the enemy. More than 80,000 square miles of country have been liberated or conquered. You have demonstrated your irresistible prowess in France, Belgium, Luxembourg, Germany, Czechoslovakia, and Austria. You have captured more than 750,000 Nazi soldiers and have killed or wounded at least 500,000 others. But in thinking of the heritage of glory you have achieved, do not be unmindful of the price you have paid. Throughout your victorious advances, your line of march is marked with the graves of your heroic dead, while the hospitals are crowded with your wounded. Nor should we forget the effort of those at home, who have invariably provided us with the sinews of war, the means to victory. To those at home, we promise that with their unremitting assistance, we shall continue, so that with the help of Almighty God and through the inspired leadership of our President and the High Command, we shall conquer not only Germany, but also Japan, until the last danger to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness shall perish from the earth.
Thank you, General Patton.